You're listening to Coffee with Cassandra. Today I'm in Sabinal, which is the home of the Yellow Jackets, but also home to a community that has been able to thrive using our Get Fit program. Many rural communities suffer from being medically underserved because of the fact that the needs that they have are not available to them. It's 45 minutes away from a grocery store, an hour to a hospital. Christian Umana, which is our family wellness program coordinator, is going to give us some insights on how he's making an impact. All right, Christian, thank you so much for meeting with me today. Can you please explain to us what Get Fit stands for?
The Get Fit acronym actually stands for Families in Training, and that is because we also target our parents. We try to educate and give parents some new and exciting information and just some new lessons that we can give them that they can take home and also instill within their kids so that not only the kids are impacted, but also the family as a whole.
Christian, what locations are being covered right now?
Currently, we are in 7 locations. So we are in Sabinal, Texas, Batesville, Texas, Encinal, Texas, Cotulla, Texas, and in Santa Rosa, Texas, we have 2 sites. So that'll be our first middle school, which we had a pilot program this year, and the elementary school.
Now, I know that you had told me the combined amount of students within all these locations is 390 to 400 kids. For those kids and for their families, are resources very hard for them to find?
Medical-wise, it is always about an hour and a half from actual hospitals, as I mentioned. Now, for example, to go to a city park, some of them might travel 30 minutes, some of them might travel an hour. Just last year, we had the Encinal study travel about an hour and a half just to go to Dilley and use the pool. Here in Sabinal, they travel 30 minutes throughout the summer to get there and then 30 minutes back to use the pool in Hondo. So resources like that are very scarce in these communities. A lot of them don't have a city park, or if they do, there's not much there. So,
wow, I couldn't imagine driving that distance to get to the nearest resource. It's heartwarming that these children get to experience new places within this program. Now, I noticed that the children were doing push-ups and sit-ups. Have you seen a change in this skill for them?
Kids have been able to do more sit-ups and push-ups. That's been a great thing to be able to witness, whether it is a few due to the limited time that we do have them every day, just to be able to see that some have improved in that small time is really great. I wish we could have them for more time, but we do only have them 4 days out of the week for about an hour of physical activity time. So with all the breaks in between, I'm just glad that we're able to see some type of change in that area.
I think it's great, too, because now they're able to understand that doing push-ups and sit-ups, even something small, physical activity like that, is going to make an impact to their health. Now, Christian, I'm sure working here for close to 3 years, you've heard some really impactful stories from kids. Do you mind sharing one of those stories with me?
Since I've known some of them now for the 3 years, they'll say, "Hey, mister, guess what?" And I'll say, "Hey, what's up?" They're like, "So yesterday I ate this vegetable. My mom didn't like it, but I made her eat it." Things like that that are just heartwarming, that it's so innocent of them to say that I really like hearing. I've also seen kids that maybe had no knowledge of the sport of, let's say, basketball, that don't know how to dribble it, to now they're on a team and things like that. So it definitely helps them build up as they get older.
Until our next bold conversation, I'm Cassandra Martinez.